Alderman or Alderperson, one of the first orders of business for the newly sworn-in Bloomington City Council, deciding how they wish to be identified.
I think it's important that we work as best we can to recognize that and be accepting of that.
That's Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, May 13th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a small but meaningful change for the Bloomington City Council. Bloomington's recently sworn-in council members will make one of their first orders of business tonight, deciding how they want to be identified. GLT's Eric Stock explains.
The council tonight will consider incorporating a more gender-neutral term, such as council member or alderperson, as opposed to the current official title of alderman. Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus says several of the incoming council members raised the issue.
There were discussions about nameplates and, frankly, how, you know, we realized that different elected officials may want to be referred to differently and not necessarily based on the very specific male-defined gender role.
Ty says the city is striving for more inclusive terminology.
If it's important to you or to an elected official to be referred to in a way that you identify with, then I think it's important that we work as best we can to recognize that and be accepting of that.
Five of the city's nine council members are women. The council has had a female majority since 2015. Bloomington also wants to settle a lawsuit alleging misconduct by four of its council members. The council votes tonight on a proposal to pay Donnelly Jackson and Ashley Burrell $55,000 to settle a 2017 lawsuit. Jackson claims he was injured based on his refusal to leave a vehicle in January of 2016. Burrell alleges police conducted an unreasonable search and seizure of her vehicle. Tyus says the city denies the officers did anything wrong. He says settling it is a matter of economics.
The thought is that the best use of taxpayer dollars in this case would be to settle this item.
The lawsuit predates the city's civilian board that handles complaints against police officers. Tyus says they could bring their complaint to the board if they wish, depending on the terms of the proposed settlement. The city council also tonight will consider its first chicken coop permit since it enacted new rules to allow them in the city. Carla Lane is looking for a special use permit to raise up to a dozen chickens on 4 acres in the Waterford Estates subdivision in southeast Bloomington. The city zoning board of appeals approved the plan last month in a 5-1 vote. I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. We'll be covering a hearing this morning in Peoria Federal Court, the latest in a lawsuit over the Uptown Normal mural. 13 artists have sued the town and Trail East developer Bush Construction, looking to stop demolition or relocation of their mural, or to be paid for their work. Following a public work session over the weekend, Connect Transit's board has a better idea of what its new Connect to the Future working group should look like and what issues it should tackle. And Illinois' MAP grants for low-income college students would be available to more students if a bill approved by the legislature last week becomes law. The largest group currently screened out comprises 1,700 students who have used the funds to pay for 75 credit hours without having attained the status of juniors. Those stories and more at WGLT.org. GLT's News Magazine Sound Ideas comes your way today at noon and 6 p.m. State Senator Jason Berkman of Bloomington recently came out against the latest version of the marijuana legalization bill. His issue is a provision allowing expungement of criminal records for possession of marijuana up to 500 grams. The legal personal possession limit under the bill is just 30 grams. In this Sound Ideas preview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Berkman explains why he feels this distinction is important.
The governor's proposal contemplates expunging the records for crimes that remain illegal even after we might legalize cannabis. I think the people of this state will find that suggestion as, you know, out of the norm, to say the least. And in our negotiations to date, I've raised this issue continuously. The idea that we're expunging crimes that remain illegal just strikes me as odd.
What's been the response?
In our last meeting, which has been several weeks ago at this point, the issue of expunging records came up, and the governor's chief, who kind of conducts the meeting, says there's three ways in which we can go about this. I think one of the ways to go about it removes much of the controversy to this. The governor has an ability under the Illinois Constitution to expunge these records without legislative action. And I think because this is a priority of the governor's to expunge these records, these crimes that remain illegal, I think he ought to just use those powers that are afforded him under the Constitution. I raised this in our meetings. I, to date, do not know why the governor rejects that idea. But here's why this is important. This notion of expunging records is separate from the question of how do you tax and regulate cannabis, which is really the fundamental issue here. Governor Pritzker says, my priority is to expunge certain records along with this effort to tax and regulate. I think if that's his priority, the Constitution allows him to do it on his own, he should do that and allow our negotiations to proceed on these less controversial issues.
As you know, though, he needs some Democrat votes, and particularly the Chicago Black Caucus, which views marijuana law and many drug laws as disproportionately affecting the African-American community. So their argument is, yeah, there might be a conflict between the existing criminal code and this provision in the marijuana bill, but that can be cleaned up later. The important thing is to undo some of the drug war harm that has disproportionately fallen on the African American community. What's your thought about that issue?
Well, and again, I'm sympathetic to that argument. I think the manner in which the governor proposed it, it just doesn't earn my support. I think it goes much too far. He should moderate that position he's taken. But I think the political point you make, which is there are some lawmakers who are compelled to this debate based on this issue, the expungement of these records, I think that's a deal the governor can strike with them. Say, look, I need your vote over here on this priority of mine to tax and regulate cannabis. Your priority is that I expunge certain records. I have the power. I'm the governor. I have the power to do that on my own. Let's cut a deal. I mean, that's the way the political process is designed to work.
That's one way it can work, yes.
I think it's a very uncontroversial way for it to work in this instance. I told the governor, I've said, if that's the path he chooses to take, I said, I will focus all my efforts on how we come to an agreement on the taxing and regulating. You know, there's a lot of licensing issues and questions, technical issues to how you legalize that I think we can much easier come to an agreement on if you remove this controversial issue from the debate.
So do you think that the lack of action to date on that point is a recognition that the governor needs the Chicago Black Caucus or other Democratic coalition votes more than he needs an unknown number of Republican votes?
Well, I openly admit he needs Democrat votes, you know, the votes of certain of Democratic lawmakers more than Republicans because there just are more of them.
That's Bloomington State Senator Jason Berkman speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. If you've still got questions about legalized marijuana, join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the next GLT Community Conversation. It'll be at ISU's Bowen Student Center in the Circus Room. We'll have an expert panel to field our questions and yours about how legalized marijuana could play out in central Illinois. Before we let you go, a reminder that the Bloomington City Council does meet tonight at 6 p.m. Again, this is the first meeting for the new aldermen, Donna Bolin, Julie Emig, Jen Carrillo, and Jeff Crable. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.